This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. You're listening to episode 182 for Monday, May 16th, 2022.
This week on the Two Bobs, we have a really special episode for you. I'm going to talk extra quiet so I don't wake up my kids in the next room. But as always, we're going to talk about the beer we're drinking.
And if that's not noisy enough, we're going to talk about crazy nudes with crazy nudes. We're going to talk about crazy news.
We can talk about crazy nudes.
Well, it basically the first story is crazy nude. We're talking about a guy with a penis on his arm. Who said soccer was for wimps? He did it for the nachos. It was the least he could do. And driving drunk safely?
Have you ever heard the phrase, is that a penis on your arm, or are you just happy to see me?
That's right. Sorry, Grandma. Thankfully, you were wearing your glasses.
Yeah, hopefully she had her mouth closed. Coming at you from my new studio again. It survived the last episode.
Yeah.
Now I think tonight is actually the true test, though. So if you listen to the show long enough, we record. It's actually a Wednesday night right now, 8 o'clock, close to 8:30, and so Harrison just went to bed. Last time we recorded earlier, so there were no kids upstairs sleeping. Now we do have a child sleeping in two rooms over from me, and he tends to be a little bit light of a sleeper. So we'll see if I'm able to keep this going. I hope so, because I kind of have moved everything, really officially moved everything into this room. It'd be a lot of work to go back into the basement. So,
Kelly's like, downstairs. She's got all the TVs off and everything. She's just sitting there quietly waiting to hear a psh, 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 psh. And then she's going to come up here. Rob.
She will. She's going to. Speaking of EL, EL's in Myrtle Beach right now.
Is she? Hanging out at the condo.
She's the queen of the ram. Rap. They're at my in-laws condo.
The Myrtle Beach Estate.
Enjoying it. Although, it's kind of funny because it's like 80 degrees here today. It was colder down there. It has been since they got down there. Like, it was in the 50s. I'm like, yeah, it's 70-something here. It's pretty warm. It got close to 90 today. Really? Down here. So, or up here, I should say. So, yeah.
Maybe I did go outside. I don't remember. I did. I went to the grocery store because I had to get the beer. I didn't have any.
Melissa let you out today. That's good.
She did.
What I like to hear.
She does.
Gotta let them out every once in a while.
The farther I get away, the better.
Nice. Yeah, it's just as much for her as it is for you.
Apparently. Right. It is for both of us. But she's all. Yeah. Anytime I leave, she's like, "Oh, well, what are you going to get?" I'm like, "Well, I'm going to get milk." Because anytime I come back with beer, it's like, you're getting more beer. Have you seen the refrigerator? But I don't buy singles. The only place that's close to me that has singles doesn't have very many. So I tend to just buy the 4-pack or the 6-pack, and I look on Untappd to hope I like it. So I've been pretty lucky lately that I haven't gotten any that I didn't like. So there are more in the refrigerator than I could drink on the show, except for a second beer, because as I told you before, you don't let me drink anything that I want to, so I have to pick other things.
And by the way, so it was kind of funny. So you made a comment about it with the beer over the weekend.
Yeah.
And Kelly's like, she got super defensive about it. She's like,
she's protecting me like Colin. She's like,
that's kind of a dick thing. Like, I'm like, she's like, hey, did you both decide this rule? And I'm like, babe, it's like, it's a, I don't care what he drinks on the show.
Okay.
I'm gonna give him shit about it because that's what we do. It's like part of the basis of our show. It'd be weird if I didn't say anything.
Yeah,
but I'm like, at the end of the day, like, I don't control what Robert drinks on the show. He's gonna drink what he wants.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, you can get multiple opinions of the beer. And I'm like, listen, it's not
she's directing now.
Yeah, I gotta change the bylaws for the show now, apparently.
Does she want to be my virtual assistant?
She's been wanting to be my assistant. I said, yeah, I can't afford her yet, though.
Yeah.
No. All right. Well, speaking of beers, why don't we get into it?
We probably should.
Hey, bartender, another beer.
It only seems right. It's been 2 weeks.
It's only fitting. I haven't drank. I only drink on the show. because that's the rule. You can't drink off the show.
Right. That's another rule.
I've drank quite a bit off the show.
Even if you want a different opinion, you can't drink off the show.
I went to this place up in Washington Township, Michigan with Dave.
Yeah, well, I saw. On
Friday, called Brown Iron, and they had quite a tap list. They have really good barbecue, and they had quite a tap list. So we made a dent in both.
Yeah.
But this week, anyway.
What kind of barbecue, dude? What do you usually get if you go to places like that?
I really like barbecue pork.
Yeah. Stuff on a sandwich or?
Yeah, on a sandwich, especially if you put barbecue pork in like coleslaw and a sauce, maybe some pickles on there.
Sweeter sauce or tangy or where are you going?
I kind of like something in between. I like a tang and I do like a sweetness, just not overbearingly sweet. Yeah. But this place, it was just, I was like, I had never been there before. Dave's been there a bunch of times. So I said, yeah, what should you get? He's like, all these places, they have like a plate of meat, the meat plate, right?
Yeah.
So I got a plate of variety of meats.
Yeah.
And then, it came with Mexican corn salad or something like that. It was corn, and it was kind of spicy. It was in like a cream with other shit, and it was really good. And and then all the beer. But
there's a barbecue place right across from the BJ's we met at. That now that I'm thinking about it, we could have gone there. I always get they have a jalapeno cheddar sausage, and I get it's weird to get, I guess, sausage at a barbecue place, but I tend to get that, and I get the Georgia mustard. That's why I like it. It's nasty. Now I'm drooling.
I think we've talked about Bad Brad's on the show before. Anyway, it's a barbecue chain. It's a small local barbecue chain in my area. It's pretty good. Yeah, it's added to the list. You're gonna have to be here for like a week because of all the places we need Detroit style pizza.
Yeah.
Puffy tacos, almond boneless chicken.
And Bad Brad's.
By the way, none of this is light food. It's not like, hey, check out this salad that we have here. Yeah. It's like all this shit. So Bad Brad's. We gotta have Bad Brad's. It's gonna be. We gotta go to Founders. Obviously, we gotta go to Founders, right?
Yeah, we'd have to.
Yeah, it's required. So we gotta go to Founders. Anyway,
what do you have?
Let's back. Yeah,
I'm sure you're reel it in here. I won't say that.
Let's got to reel it in. Got our podcast to record here. And this week, I'm going back to our friends, our newer friends, but really good, solid friends, Untitled Art. We both have had Untitled Art and enjoyed them on the show. And this is another one of theirs called the Rocky Road Stout. And it doesn't say this on the can, but on Untappd, it says with chocolate shop ice cream.
Ooh.
And what it is a Imperial Stout with cacao nibs, toasted marshmallow, vanilla beans, almonds, milk, sugar, and again, it's Chocolate Shop Ice Cream Company. And so it's a collaboration with Chocolate Shop Ice Cream Company and Untitled Art. And it says we are proud to present our latest collaboration with Chocolate Shop Ice Cream, the 11%. Rocky Road Stout, our final bow together. We both thought we might as well end on classic. How do you build a classic ice cream in beer form? We brewed an Imperial Stout, tossed it in cacao nibs, toast some marshmallow, vanilla beans, almonds, and some good old milk sugar. Now you've got yourself an ice cream in a can. As it already stated, it's 11% alcohol by volume. And I'm going to taste it. And I have a feeling, Robert, if it's anything like some of the other stuff I've had lately from Untitled Art, I'm not going to hate it. Ooh, you smell the cacao, smell the marshmallow, the vanilla, but you kind of smell it all. Wow. Huh. Very complex aromas, and hopefully it tastes the same.
This smells like my vagina.
The good news is you don't get vagina in that. As much as you might like that, Robert, I didn't taste or smell any vagina. What I did, though, was smell all of those flavors meshed together.
Yeah.
A lot of milk sugar, so it's very sweet. But, God, it reminds you it reminds you of Rocky Road. I'm going to be honest with you. Hmm. Like, you get everything. You get the chocolate, the marshmallow, the vanilla, the almonds, the lactose. You get it all in there. And it balances really well with the 11% alcohol by volume. Not boozy at all. You can tell the alcohol's there, though. Wow, what a good beer. And I got to tell you, rated a 5, Robert, as I have of the things that Untitled Heart, because they're another one of those that just really knows how to do flavors. And Untitled Heart, we've had a couple of times, although all pretty recently, starting with episode 115, Dorsal Slit, you had a Chocolate Macaroon Imperial Stout. Episode 175, Suitcase Getaway, you had a Black Forest Cake Smoothie Stout. Episode 178, I had a Donut Pastry Stout. And that's it so far. And now we have this one again. It's the Rocky Road Stout from Untitled Art. If you can get this, I highly recommend it because it's really fucking good. And by the way, average rating on Untappd is 4.2. So apparently lots of people like it.
Huh. I'm gonna have to look for those. And I think last week or a recent week, you had one that I remember trying to look for and it said I couldn't find it anywhere nearby. So I was pretty bummed at that, but I'll have to try again to see if I can get those and maybe have to head out to Kettles and Grains where I got the last ones and maybe I'll get lucky.
Don't have it at Norm's?
Well, that's a good question. Huh? I'll be near Norm's pretty soon. So that'll be exciting. I guess I will have to drop in there and see what they've got. I'll
have to see if Norm's got anything good for you.
Yeah, I should. It's been a long time since I've been in a Norm's.
Yeah. So what do you have?
Well, this week I'm going to go back to my friends at Aslin Beer Company, and I've had them on the show a lot lately, and they haven't let me down at all, so I decided I'm going to go ahead and get the last one that I had available at my local store. And this week I've got the Aslin Beer Company Bringing Extra Sexy back. And extra Melissa asked me if that was a Justin Timberlake reference, and I don't know. But it's extra because it's a double Imperial IPA, so they have a Bringing Sexy back. This is the Bringing Extra Sexy back, so it's extra of everything.
Hold on 1 second.
Yep.
Alexa, play Bringing Sexy Back by Justin Timberlake.
Sexy Back by Justin Timberlake and Timbaland from Apple Music.
There you go. Continue. Continue now.
Oh, boy.
It's very loud.
There you go.
There you go. Continue as you are with the beer.
Well, Untappd tells us that this double IPA dry hopped with Mosaic, so luscious and smooth and soft, it feels sensual. Sweet berry, ripe peach, and mango, all wrapped up with a perfect dank finish. And since we're listening to Sexy Back, I can't ask what dank means because that's what I was going to ask, but I think the music is just as good. But anyhow, I'm going to give it a shot and see what I think about it. It's very distracting. It's a nice orange color. I can't see through it. It's pretty hazy.
Very sexy.
Yeah, see, there you go. Now you can see.
Especially with the inflatable penis in the background of your Skype call.
Yeah. But I smell fruit on it. It says sweet berry, ripe peach, and mango.
Oh. I like it.
Get those? It does smell fruity, but I can't pick anything out. Let me see what I taste. It's strong. You can tell it's a double. It's got a nice bite to it. I can't really break out any of those flavors though. They're kind of mixed up in there, and you're like a DJ over there dancing. I can't pick out any of those flavors. I like it. I rated it a 4 because so far, again, Aslin has been very good to me. And this one doesn't disappoint, but I don't put it up there as high as the couple of the other ones that I had was the Raptors one last week. And I think the new one
was the laser raptors. Yeah, not to be confused with regular raptors.
Laser raptors. Yeah, they're a lot more dangerous. And also more prevalent in Virginia.
The lasers.
Yeah, they got the lasers. And the nuances of meaning that's been very good. Those are rated, I think, 4.5 to 5. So this one I put in at 4. It is still very solid, but doesn't quite have the flavors that I tend to look for. So I would happily buy it again if I saw it. But again, not up in that 5 range. So Bringing Extra Sexy back by Aslin Beer Company, located here in Virginia. Also, 9.4% alcohol by volume. So it is strong.
Oh,
Does pack a nice punch. So yeah, we'll see. I'll continue and see if my rating changes as I get through the rest of the glass. Sometimes the stronger flavored beers take a little bit to kind of work their magic on you, especially if you've been used to the other ones.
I wonder if Justin Timberlake likes that beer.
Probably does.
Seems like he would.
It seems like he does.
I don't know what that means, but he would like that beer. Go ahead, child.
Alexa stops.
Get your sexy on.
Oh man.
Oh, should we go to crazy news?
Or we probably should.
Do you need to talk about more things?
We don't really need to talk about more things. I will tell you, I am very disappointed that I haven't seen any of these spiders that we're supposed to see. But
oh, the Jaro spiders, they haven't graced your lawn with their presence yet?
No, not yet.
I figure Karen will probably see him before you, though. Like, if you see him and you haven't heard from her, you probably check on her.
I would check. I would hope so. If anybody's going to see him, I hope it's her. And then she can let me know what she thought.
She didn't see how terrible they are compared to other spiders.
Right. Well, I have the feeling that if she does see them, I will never hear from her again because she will have died right there on the spot. But anyhow, that would be crazy news.
That'd be so crazy. So crazy, Robert, that happened.
I'd let you take that one too. I feel like it would not be something I could read.
By the way, Justin Timberlake is married to Jessica Biel, and do you know who Jessica Biel is,
Robert? I do. I mean, I couldn't tell you what she looked like, but
she's a very very, very, very attractive woman. She's very kind in the eyes. She's not somebody that we'd probably see in Crazy News because those people tend to look different than Jessica Biel. But like, for example, this guy here, who I there's no picture of what he looks like, I don't think, on here, but I can imagine. Oh, no, his picture is on
there. Yeah, and there's a video, too.
He's wearing a fedora. That's interesting. Oh my God.
He's got a lot going on.
There's a video. Wow. This is crazy. Should I do this one? Okay.
Yes.
I heard a door out there. I don't know what's going on.
Uh-oh. It's probably the police showing up for all the racket.
Probably. But anyway, we're going to the UK. You know, as we do. Because that's where most of these things happen. UK, is this like, there's, what the fuck was that, by the way?
What is happening? You don't know what that is.
No.
Every time I watch that, I fall out laughing my ass off. Melissa's like, you know, she envisions you're over there too. That's Harrison with the chicken nugget. video has me cracking up every time. Oh man.
I'm glad you enjoy it. He likes Snapchat and he found this chicken nugget filter and was like, he recorded videos like, yeah, we gotta send that to Bob K. The first thing he thought about was gotta send it to Bob K. But
I was laughing, anyway. I was starting to sweat.
So we're gonna go to the UK, which is basically like the Florida for the rest of the world. Where a father, 47, whose penis fell off due to a blood infection, reveals how he lived with the one with a new one attached to his arm for 6 years. As he says, he burned it while cooking and hit relatives in the face. Usually we start with this. This seems like a story that should be at the end of the show.
No. This is not
with his genitals.
This is not Daily News reported, Rob. This is dailymail.co.uk, a friend of the show.
Yeah, they know they're. So, and he hit him in the face while with his genitals while he was hugging them.
Well, it was attached to his arm. That's going to happen when you reach around to hug somebody.
Apparently, a man who spent 6 years with a penis on his arm after an operation went wrong has revealed the difficulties caused by the unusual genitalia placement, including struggling to cuddle his grandmother and burning it while cooking. Malcolm McDonald, 47, from Thetford in Norfolk.
Norfolk. We have a Norfolk here in Virginia, but I don't.
Norfolk. Who appeared on Channel 4 as the man with the penis in his arm last night. He has his own show called The Man with the Penis in His Arm. had his penis amputated in 2014 after a blood infection caused it to decay through his test. Those testicles remained intact. Thank goodness.
Those are still there.
2015, doctors revealed he didn't have those on his other arm. Apparently in 2015, doctors revealed he could have a new penis grafted from the skin on his arm with the €50,000 NHS funded operation, I guess. However, lack of oxygen in his blood during surgery meant doctors had to abort midway
and
stuck the 6-inch penis to his left arm temporarily. It's like, I wonder if he ever blew himself. I mean, most of the time you got to like take yoga and Pilates and shit to do that. This guy's just got to lift his arm up. Hospital, does he?
Right on his forearm too. What I wear sleeves.
What I need to know though, Robert, is does it?
I don't want to know. I know where you're going with this. He probably doesn't wear sleeves for a reason. Is what you're saying?
Yeah. Does it feel as if it were, you know, and where it normally is? Hospital delays followed by the COVID pandemic meant the appendage stayed there for 6 years. Making his life a misery. Viewers were stunned watching the program last night in which Malcolm described the penis falling out of his sleeve while shopping and even hitting his loved ones in the face while hugging them. What if you wake up with morning wood? One wrote, Channel 4.
Down. Finnegan.
Drop it. Channel 4, you have outdone yourself. Wrong kind of bone. Even for me, this is too much. That was the article, not me. This is not too much for me. Another comment, I see Channel 4 have excelled themselves again this evening. There's a video of a guy, and it's censored. Like
this, yeah, you can see it.
There's
clear. You're asking him questions now.
Hanging from his arm.
He's reaching across the stove. He's
awfully close to the stove.
Yeah, and he can't play darts anymore. So he's been struggling playing darts since he's had this surgery.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, that darts. You can't shoot a bow and arrow. Speaking of a new documentary, in a new documentary which aired last night on Channel 4, Malcolm. I don't know if you knew this, but it was on Channel 4. Malcolm explained that he had done more and more drugs after becoming homeless when his relationship fell apart. Speaking before operation, he explained, I'm an everyday man that does the same things everyday men do, but I don't have a penis. It's a lie. It's on your arm. 12 years ago, I had a job, a nice partner. My baby comes along. Relationship ain't too good. We ended up splitting up. A friend of mine had a garage. Got set up with a sofa and TV.
Wait till you get to the pictures.
This
goes on for quite some time, Robbie. You're learning about all his trials and tribulations.
Malcolm developed a long-term perineum infection between the scrotum and the anus. That's unfortunate. So the taint. He had a taint. His taint was infected. He said
that's something you hear every day.
He said he had abscess, which swelled up the size of a tennis ball and popped.
Sit down.
The infection escalated into sepsis, turning his fingers, toes, and penis black. Someone has sepsis, serious blood infection. The blood begins to clot and prevent vital nutrients and oxygen getting to the furthest parts of the body. So, if you want to, you want some visuals on how this this works. You can just go to the website here, and there's
diagrams. And there's
the man who regrew his penis on his arm finally has member reattached to the correct place. So we haven't gotten there yet, and he's got like a saline reservoir pump.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's got to pump it up. Okay, yeah. So we haven't gotten to the part where he's got to pump his penis up now.
I like how they do the diagram with it hanging off his forearm.
Buckle in. We're gonna get through this because this is a tale that's still being told. He explained, my toes started going black. My penis started going black. I went to the toilet and it fell off naturally. Malcolm said he was left with a stump and revealed he is unable to remember what it's like to have one. Malcolm said he threw his penis in the bin, with medics originally telling him they could only roll up the remaining stump like a sausage roll. There's a visual for you. For the next 2 years, he became a recluse, turning to alcohol and feeling like a shadow of a man, believing he'd be left with a lifelong stump. The former mechanic, who is now on benefits, became
lifelong stump.
A recluse. He explained now how he would drink 18 pints a day and often start drinking every morning. But he received a lifeline when his GP referred him to Professor David Rolfe, an expert in phallus construction at University College Hospital in London, almost 2 years later.
What if he likes barbecue?
Yeah, Dr. Rolfe actually leads the phallus construction department at the university, probably. Professor Rolfe revealed Malcolm could have a new penis grafted, and he got to choose the size. Why is it so small? Malcolm requested that it'd be 6 inches.
Yeah, he'd been swimming.
Which was 2 inches longer than he had previously. Doctors took a skin flap from his left arm and rolled it to the form of makeshift penis. The arm was chosen because it has skin quality and sensation, medics said. They also created a urethra within the skin. But rather than the penis being attached between his legs, he was originally stuck onto his arm due to lack of oxygen in his blood at the time of the operation, known as hypoxemia or something. The complication is thought to occur in 1 in 15 procedures, can be fatal. His penis had to be connected. We're almost through the skies, I think. Oh fuck me, this is a long
it's not that long. There's a lot of other material below it, so thankfully we're not still in the first eighth of the
there's some swearing coming up too, so I feel like I have to read that. Yeah, that's true. Procedure moves penis to his groin was severely delayed because he's missing a string of appointments due to transport and scheduling mix-up, staff shortages, and the pandemic. But doctors said the wait for the procedure would not only affect the ability for it to eventually be put, in place. He revealed the difficult and embarrassing situations he's faced, including his penis falling out at the supermarket and him accidentally hitting his own grandmother in the face. I F slap myself in the
fucking
eye with it.
Slap myself in the eye.
Oh, okay. It's F and then a bunch of
F slap drop.
Fucking slap myself in the eye with it. It's a dead weight. And when you cuddle your non, his grandmother at Christmas, you hit her in the eye. He told documentary makers, I went to Waitrose where there was an old lady that needed help, some help to fell out the bandage and fell out of on her head. I could have given her a heart attack, mate. Probably. You probably did. When I'm cooking, it burns. I can't use the back knob, the back hob. Of course, I feel like less of a man. I ain't got a penis. I'm not a man, am I? That's what he said.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah, I like look at the second picture.
The Keen darts player also spoke of learning to tuck his darts under the penis. He was unable to wear short sleeve tops in public and couldn't go swimming with his two children for fear of embarrassment. But Malcolm finally has his manhood back in the correct place following a 9-hour operation last year. A separated father of two said, the first thing I did was look down and I was like, oh my days. They got it right this time. I feel like a real man again. The shaft was detached from his forearm, allowing it to hang freely and form naturally as skin and tissue. Penis reattachment surgery is intricate and usually involves plastic surgeons and urologists working together. This time he just went to a minute clinic, though. The blood vessels and nerves between the arm and the penis were divided and the membrane was removed. The nerves and blood vessels, which can be thinner than a strand of hair, have to be stitched together with the penile area to establish blood supply to the makeshift penis. Also, it just dies and falls off again. Malcolm will also be able to have sex as doctors installed two tubes, which enable him to inflate the penis with a hand pump, give him a mechanical erection. He will also be able to pass urine. Malcolm told the Channel 4 documentary, "This could be a turning point in my life. My luck in life hasn't been too good so far, but it can only go bad for so long, can it?"
That's right.
"Can you imagine 6 years of your life with a penis swinging on your arm? It's been a nightmare, but it's gone now. The little bugger." However, viewers were concerned about the... It's almost done. It's a couple more paragraphs, guys. Just hang in there. Viewers were concerned about the decision to feature Malcolm in the documentary, with one saying they shouldn't have filmed Malcolm like that and shown him keel back. Obviously, he's got problems in his life. He's got a penis on his arm and probably nightmares for the rest of his life seeing the original drop-off. Poor sod. Another road, okay, 20 minutes into this and wondering how the hell any doctor could have thought of grafting a penis onto his arm if someone is so vulnerable was wise. I don't see how anyone could cope with that, let alone someone with addiction issues and no support network. There you are.
There's a lot there to unpack, and I have to...
Yes.
There's
a lot going on there.
A lot. One, if it's true...
That had a whole plot.
Gillian would never have written any sort of article, but I have
boy,
to say that...
Boy has penis, boy loses penis, boy gets penis back.
The end.
There was a whole
in vintage Pyrex.
There was a whole character arc there.
Yeah, I saw it. That came from... that's the one that we got sent on Twitter that somebody brought to our attention. I meant to pull up who that was, but...
Well, don't do that.
So, whoever they are, thank you. But there's parts of me that say that there's no way that they did that. And then as you go through it and you see... Now, Photoshop is a wonderful thing, but they show the pictures of... Everything's blurred out, so you can't really see it, but there's pictures of the after surgery from his arm where they've removed it back and all the kind of aftermath of that, and then you see the videos, and there's still a part of me that thinks that that's not true, but if it is, I don't know how he did it. So I laugh throughout there because it just seems so far-fetched, so I would say so out of place, because it really was out of place, but
no pun intended on that one.
It's wild. If that's really true, I'll be looking him up to see if there's anything else about it. If it's not, I don't have any reason to not trust the dailystar.co.uk. They haven't they haven't steered us wrong in the past, but that's a wild one. Like
very
you said,
reliable
that's
source. Very, yeah.
It's very Daily's News reported ish of a story, and it wasn't.
Yeah, I as I'm reading it, I'm thinking like this isn't like fucking real, right? this guy lived with his penis on his arm for six years because of COVID. COVID and missed appointments. I'm sorry, if I got a dick on my arm, I'm not missing appointments. Like, I'm going to confirm that shit.
I was just about to say that. 2 years tops because of COVID, but not...
Yeah.
You know, if I've got an appointment, I'm there half an hour early, filling out the paperwork.
6 years ago, it was 2016. Like, it was 4 years before COVID.
Yeah. Yeah. Something... And maybe maybe with all the infection that they figured they couldn't move it, they wanted to make sure. But still, that's a long time to have to deal with that. But
thinking maybe, Robert, it's a little bit of bullshit. Maybe just a little bullshit.
Maybe I'll do further research and I'll see if there's anything else.
Call the hospital. Call the medic clinic over there and ask them if a guy came in.
I need medical records. If he's in the UK, he doesn't have any HIPAA, I'm sure.
No, they don't. It's a lawless.
Well, this one,
it's got to get approval from the Queen.
This one popped up on my Apple News on my phone, and I had to laugh at it. I didn't read it, so I just laughed at the headline. And it takes us to our friends at ESPN.com, which is probably the first time we've actually been to ESPN for a crazy news story. But it tells us about Marcelo,
I think so,
who is a soccer or a football player in Brazil. He was dropped from his team for farting and laughing in the dressing room. So, of all things, Brazilian defender Marcelo was dropped from the Lyon first team due to continuous farting and laughing in the dressing room, sources have told ESPN. Didn't have a penis in his arm, otherwise they would have kept him. As ESPN reported in August, the 34-year-old was expelled from the senior squad following Lyon's 3-0 defeat at the hands of Angers. Yeah, a lot of remote controls. Marcello was caught laughing during Captain Lee Dubois' speech to rally the troops following the game, which didn't go well with manager Peter Boz, B-O-S-Z, and sporting director Juninho. However, according to ESPN sources, Marcello was also disciplined by the club for repeatedly farting amongst his teammates in the dressing room and laughing in the presence of Juninho and Boz. Marcello was considered one of the leaders of the team and had signed a new contract a few months before the start of the season. But the club described his actions after the Angers loss as inappropriate behavior. The defender's contract at Lyon was terminated at the end of January, and then he joined Bordeaux. Bordeaux find themselves at the bottom of the league table and 7 points from safety with 2 matches remaining. Whatever the hell that means, but they're not doing well with the farting maniac Marcello.
It's weird.
It's weird. You all right over there? You uncomfortable? Is Kelly pacing back and forth outside? You were looking around like you're expecting to come barge in there. I can speak as loud as I want because she can't hear me.
No, I'm good. So far, I have not heard any complaints. And Kelly, by the way, is not shy to do that. So normally I'd be getting messages right now like, hey, could you shut the fuck up in there? The kids are trying to sleep. So I've gotten no negative feedback yet. So I think, stop bringing her into this. I think we should be good to go. I know, I'm very comfortable. This is way more comfortable than where I usually am, which is in the basement of the house, our unfinished basement, not even a finished basement.
Yeah, like Legos. You could step on Legos. It's dangerous down there.
It really is. I feel like I'm just like walking through a Home Alone obstacle course sometimes, to be honest with you. All right.
I love this next one. And speaking of the sausages earlier, now I got a craving for some tacos.
Now we're going to go to California.
Yeah.
Where we're going to talk about tacos, specifically a man behind a viral stuffed nacho. Nacho TikToks explains how he lost 85 pounds while still eating Taco Bell. This guy's my hero. This is the diet I need to figure out. Since then, that's not the first sentence. Let's go to the beginning of the story here. The universe cruelly gave California resident Chris Sandberg 1 week to enjoy Taco Bell's grilled stuffed nacho before it disappeared from menus across the country, and he's been fighting to get it back ever since. The content creator from San Francisco Bay Area has, as of Saturday, worked out for 482 days straight and documented his transformation on TikTok in hopes of convincing the fast food company to once again feature the item, which was pulled in 2015, according to a Taco Bell fandom wiki page. The stuffed nacho was a triangle of stuffed tortilla in the shape of a chip that came packed with beef, cheesy jalapeno sauce, sour cream, and crunchy red strips. That sounds delicious. I don't think I ever had it, though.
Does sound good.
Sandberg, who was working at a restaurant at the time, tried it one day on a break between busy shifts and remembered thinking, this is like happiness right now. So he liked it. He apparently liked it. There's this common view that most of the items from Taco Bell all taste the same. They taste like Taco Bell. It's kind of true. Sandberg explained, I'm telling you that cheesy jalapeno sauce is different for the grilled stuffed nacho. It hits differently years later. In the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic, Sandberg found himself weighing nearly 300 pounds and at risk of severe illness from the virus. That's when it really started to click and kind of put me a fear in me. He recalled thinking back on how imperceptible the weight gain was in hindsight. He described how the weight gain seemed somehow more noticeable to other people than it was to himself. Like when people start calling you big guy, or I was in my friend's phone as Big Chris, and I had never considered myself as Big Chris. He said, your life just kind of slowly changes. Sandberg devoted himself to losing weight and said he dropped about 10 pounds before he happened upon the idea of his stuffed nacho TikToks. Knowing it was for TikTok, he said he wanted to make the challenge niche or a bit weird, and his late favorite Taco Bell menu item popped into his head. Sandberg says he isn't employed by Taco Bell in any way, he wishes, but but the restaurant did give him a few gift cards after learning of his TikTok videos, as well as a special surprise. We've been watching and cheering on Chris since day one, Nicole Weltman, head of social for Taco Bell, said in a statement. When we saw his one year approaching, we wanted to recognize him and all he's accomplished. And what better way to do that than bring the grilled stuffed nacho back just for him, just for one day? They gave me a jar of the sauce. It might be the only jar in existence, and it's in my fridge, Sandberg said. We're saving it for a special occasion. And his first TikTok, posted January 1st of 21, shows Sandberg out of breath wearing blue workout shorts. Doesn't look like he's out of breath, and a white Under Armour shirt. Oh, wait, that's not what's pictured. Saying in the bathroom mirror, day one of exercising every day until Taco Bell brings back the grilled stuffed nacho. Kind of funny. Since then, he said he's built a community of supporters on the social media platform who've helped him stay accountable, pushing him through exhaustion and even injuries, including a torn labrum, I think that's a vagina, and a badly bruised knee. While he has succeeded his goal losing weight, the return of the grilled stuffed nacho, his seemingly contradictory second goal, still eludes him. I understand the irony of me exercising every day for a fast food item. That's not lost on me, he said Sandberg, unlike some of his followers who fear he might lose the progress he's made. However, Sandberg says he's not concerned about what might happen if the item, the menu item does return. Maybe there would have been a time during this when that might have been concern, but during the past 481 days, I've built a strong enough routine when it comes to eating and exercising that if a torn labrum and a bruise, a torn vagina, and a bruise the size of a baseball doesn't stop the exercise, and the grilled stuffed nacho or two or three won't stop it. There's more. If you want to read it, go ahead and click the fucking link in the show notes. So good for him. He's been working out for 481 days straight to try to bring back the grilled stuffed, whatever the fuck it is. And yeah. It sounds the nacho, and it sounds great, but yeah. You know, but at least he's got a jar of the sauce now.
Yeah. Maybe it'd be worth it. I'm he said he still what eats. He eats the Taco Bell once a week still, just to kind of keep it in the system. But maybe, I don't know if they'll ever bring it back. I don't remember it. Maybe.
Well, my question is, like, where did they get that jar of the sauce? How old is it? And if you're saving it for a special occasion, like, I don't know.
How old can it be? Yeah.
Kelly, if something's sitting in the fridge for like a week, she throws that shit away.
She's done with it. She doesn't trust it?
No, she does not trust it. Especially if it's been open. If it's already been open, like, that shit's gone.
Pop the little thing on the lid. Go, nope, this is going out of the garbage.
For sure. She's the queen of doing that.
Too funny. Well, this next one's going to take us to our friends at KFDM. In Port Arthur. I don't know where the fuck that is. Alexa, where is Port Arthur?
Port Arthur, Texas is a city in Jefferson County, Texas.
Makes sense.
It is located 83.9 miles east of Houston, Texas.
There's more to it.
Did that answer your question?
Absolutely. Okay.
Thanks for your feedback.
You're absolutely welcome. Security footage shows a suspected lawnmower thief mowing a victim's grass with it. Least he could do. Port Arthur police
I'm
are
not
seek-
quite sure how to help you with that.
You can just stop. Port Arthur police are seeking information on the whereabouts of Marcus Hubbard, who police say is the suspect in the burglary of a Port Arthur home. Security footage released by PAPD appears to show a suspect identified both by police as Hubbard stealing a lawnmower from the home. In the footage, the suspect is seen entering the property and grabbing the lawnmower, filling it up with some gasoline, then mowing the front and backyards of the home before leaving the property with the mower. According to a Facebook post by PAPT, which is the PAPD, I'm sure they call it PAPT, when officers responded to the residence, they saw Hubbard running away from the home while dragging the lawnmower. I was going to say they got there quickly, but if he was mowing the lawn, it probably took a good half hour, 45 minutes. Police say Hubbard abandoned the lawnmower in an alley and evaded police. PAPT advises anyone with information to call PAPT at 409-983-8600 or Crime Stoppers 409-833-TIPS.
Which so is, you can sext them.
Yeah, you can.
That's not sex. That's sex. S E T X.
It's probably the same
thing. Southeast Texas probably would be my guess, right?
Yeah, they posted
it. But I thought it said you can sex them. You can send them a nudie photo if you want at that number. And it's
video
it's
at the top. Oh boy,
409-833-TIPS. Tips of what?
There's video of him stealing the lawnmower. It's like he's been there before.
I mean, I could appreciate the fact that he actually like cut the guy's grass before stealing the lawnmower.
If I'm going to inconvenience him, I'm going to just go ahead and help him too.
Well, he's probably thinking like, I'll at least like give him a week to get another lawnmower.
Right. So he doesn't get written up by the HOA.
He was thinking like, if I'm going to steal this thing, I'm going to make sure it works.
Yeah, that's true. He filled it up with gas too. That's worth more than the lawnmower at this point.
Seriously, it cost me $99.77 yesterday to fill my truck up.
You might as well just topped it off at the even 100.
Well, I would have, except that's the max you can pump at one time at that gas station. So it starts to slow down really bad.
Yeah.
And
wasn't worth it.
I didn't want to get to that 100. We'll stick with that.
Yeah, Melissa's car like a week ago was $75 and she just started going back to the office as well. So she's like, yeah, this is gonna be a lot getting back and forth, like 35 miles, I think. So
I'll tell you.
Oh man.
All right.
Anyhow, what's our last story?
So we're going to our friends at Daily News Reported.
We
haven't been to, this is crazy. Story number 5. We're just now getting to Florida. So don't worry, guys. If you were concerned we hadn't gone to Florida yet, we're going there now. Where a Florida woman claims she has only drank at red lights. So she's not drinking and driving. Carla Travers, 37. That photo of Miami, Florida, was stopped and subsequently arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol. Ms. Travers
liked beer.
Good old Barnell Kavanaugh. Miss Travers had a blood alcohol content. I don't think it's concentration. I think it's content. BAC.
Yeah,
pretty sure they misquoted the what BAC means.
That's
of 0.28, well over the legal limit.
Oh boy,
by a long shot. The belligerent Carla Travers tried her best to plead her case to the arresting officers. I only drank at red lights, never while I was driving. So you see, you can't arrest me for drunk driving," said Travers before puking. During a field sobriety test, she said at least she got that through before she puked all over the officers.
Right.
Miami-Dade police officers were more than happy to respond to Miss Trevor's claims of not drinking while driving. She very well may have only consumed alcohol at red lights. What Miss Trevor's does not understand is that she did in fact operate a motor vehicle while intoxicated. So her claim that she only drank at red lights is a moot point, Officer Perez of Miami-Dade PD. Carla is being held without bail due to prior arrest for DUI. She must have been driving through green lights while drinking on that one. She is looking at the possibility of 10 years in prison if convicted on what could be her 5th DUI in 3 years.
Read more. Here we are. Is that it?
Is there more?
Usually there's a little bit of extra, but that's probably fine.
There is no more, Robert.
Okay, well, that's good.
Daily News Reported
is known to trick you. They kind of hide a more button in there, and I don't see it either.
Well, so. I mean, I was going to say, you're looking at the website too. Do you see a more?
Well, button? I was taking a picture of something else from one of the other stories, so I really was.
Gotcha,
I was listening, gotcha. But I wasn't looking for that.
Yeah, I'm not seeing a more button, so yeah. I think we're probably in the clear as far as that goes.
This time. Well, shit, that's 182. And I put the sausage roll and lifelong stump down for the episode titles. Yeah, so.
They're both really good.
We'll be voting on Sunday, yeah. I'm sure, as I edit.
I'll let you decide which one you'd like, because I think that they're both stand-up. Well thought out ideas for the show title.
Don't say stand up when you're talking about a guy with a penis on his arm.
That's the last place you want it to stand up. That's very, very inconvenient.
Oh, man. Well, we'll see you, convenient. I guess, maybe next week. I don't think so. I think we both got things going on, so probably skip a week and then collect ourselves back.
Yeah, I'm going to New York.
All right, man. We'll have a great time, and we'll see you then.
See ya. This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. No words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com, stop being a little bitch, and just own up and do it.